All right. Well, thank you all very much for coming. I'm Mark Weisbrot. I'm the co-director for the Center for Economic and Policy Research. And we're very happy to have Ambassador Pablo Solon here, who is the Bolivian government's special ambassador for trade
and integration.
And I'll do a little bit of an introduction. And I will just, for those who want more information on some of these issues at least, you can find it on the at the website of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. And there are some papers here, a couple, I think a briefing paper we did fairly recently on Bolivia. And I want to plug especially this nice work, this excellent work by the Institute for Policy Studies and Food and Water Watch, which gives you more background on ICSID, the dispute resolution mechanism, and the investor that's embodied in the World Bank Group, but also the kind of history and shortcomings of the investor-to-state dispute resolution mechanism over the last decade or so as it has proliferated. I just want to make a couple of opening remarks on that, and then I will turn it over to Pablo. We're looking at a time of really momentous changes in Latin America right now, changes that I never thought I would necessarily live to see. The majority of South America, for example, is governed by left-of-center governments, and there's a level of independence that you really haven't seen in maybe over 150 years. And there are a lot of reasons for this. One that I've written the most about and tried to emphasize has been the collapse of the IMF, that is, its power in middle-income countries, has really almost disappeared in just the last 6 or 7 years, and there's number of reasons for that, which I won't discuss here. Another one, I think, has been a kind of revolt that came from the bottom at the ballot box, where you had this situation in many countries, in Argentina, Brazil, Bolivia, Ecuador, Uruguay, Venezuela, and where you the established political classes failed in many respects, but the one way in which they failed overwhelmingly almost throughout the entire region is economically. The growth failure has been amazing. In the last 25 years, the whole growth per capita of the region is about 14%, as opposed to, say, 82% from 1960 to 1980. So this was a massive failure of a whole set of policies. And so you had this revolt of the ballot box, and you now have governments that are trying to do something different in various ways, in different ways in different countries. And one of these governments is Bolivia. And one of the things they're trying to do different is, in this case, to challenge the changes that have made the playing field even less level than it was before over the last decade. That is, the investor-to-state dispute resolution mechanism itself was a major shift in the balance of power between corporations and governments. So Bolivia, along with Venezuela and Nicaragua, decided to pull out of one particular mechanism, the dispute resolution mechanism or arbitration board known as ICSID, and Pablo is going to describe some of the reasons for that. So why don't I, and also where Bolivia is going from here with regard to international investment and commerce. So I'm going to turn it over to him now. Thank you.